We go Nashville digital media icon and now radio media icon. He does everything. Buck Rising joins us. What's up, Buck? How are you?
Just feeling iconic. Hello, friends.
I mean, that's a great word for you, iconic. And I love the Jim Nantz hello, friends. That's very good, especially on Ryder Cup weekend, which you're not going to watch any of.
No, that's not true. I'm all in on betting Europe. I don't know. The U.S. should be favored, but I'm all in on betting the Europeans.
Bet Europe? That's so anti-American, Buck.
Well, listen, what's not anti-American is capitalism, and I'm trying to make some money.
There you go.
I love it. So Derrick Henry asked about a kid breaking his high school rushing record and thought it was cool.
He was, and he was asked, you know, about going back to his high school carries and how much he had accumulated and how much he had carried the ball in high school, and was basically asked, you know, was there any other players on the team that carried the ball, and just kind of looked at us and said, well, what do you think, and laughed. So it was a lighter side of Derrick Henry today. And it is cool to see, you know, even somebody as spectacular as Derrick Henry, I think they do well in interacting with high school kids and college kids to go on to pass those records by. And even somebody like Derrick Henry can have a record broken, especially down in Florida where they're just pumping out athletes.
Oh, no question. Derrick Henry back on the field after a well-deserved day of rest on Wednesday and getting ready for an Indianapolis Colts team. And over the last four games against the Colts, he's averaged 128 yards per game and almost 6 yards per carry. Yet Colts defensive backs are talking about how they're going to tackle him, and it's all a matter of heart and determination. Good luck.
Well, it does take that to try and tackle him, so I do commend them in identifying the mindset that you have to get in to physically throw yourself in a moving freight train, because that's basically what, you know, we just saw. Oh, who was the – was it D.J. Reed, the corner that just got bounced off the turf by him in Seattle? That was like a gentle one. Quandre Diggs, yes. Quandre Diggs got very lightly tapped, and just kind of his body flails off the ground as Derrick Henry runs by him for a 60-yard touchdown. So, you know, I saw the clip you're talking about, and for those of you who haven't, it's pretty good, because Julian Blackman, the Colts safety, is clearly, you know, they're clearly trying to amp themselves up, because this is not easy for a defensive back to talk themselves into. So I kind of get it, what he's trying to do there.
Well, I mean, doing what we do, we appreciate things like that. Now, if it were me, I would have just talked about how great Derrick Henry is, and it's going to be a big challenge and all those boring things. I would be an awful quote if I were a player. What would you have said?
Would have said, yeah, basically, like, did you guys see the Shane Beamer clip this week?
Yes.
Talking about Georgia?
That was gold.
Basically, that would have been my response. Damn.
Like, what do you expect to happen?
How surprised were you by that comeback in the second half?
I was delighted, because I was terrified at halftime that I was going to talk about a crappy football team for the rest of the season that couldn't get their stuff figured out. So when he broke one loose, I'm like, oh, thank God, at least they've bought me another week. But I was, you know, surprised isn't the word, because I've seen them do this. Like, it's an incredible moment and an incredible accomplishment. Like, I don't know who deserves more credit over the weekend, them or the Ravens, for kind of finishing that game against the Chiefs that they did. But both were hugely impressive, and they both deserve props for beating a superior opponent. And that's what Seattle is, even if they blew a 15-point lead. They are better than you right now, and you went into their house down by 15 points and 68,000-plus people on top of you screaming and, you know, literally shaking the press box when Tyler Lockett and Freddie Swaim score on big touchdown passes, and you shut them up, so much so that the coach is smirking on Monday when Jim Wyatt asked him, hey, you know, what about the environment at Seattle? And Mike just goes, well, what, at the beginning or at the end? And then he smiles with a bleep-eating grin that all of them delight in, because that's what they do. I mean, it is weird that they find those spots to do it in, but it's, you know, it's consistent. Ryan Tannehill had 10 game-winning drives in like not even two and a half seasons, basically quarterbacking this team. It's definitely a trend.
Yeah, most in the NFL since he came to the Titans. You know, the most surprising thing for me, I think, is the play of the defense to go along with what Seattle is as an offense and who Russ is as a quarterback in terms of, you know, getting the ball up the field in late game situations. But out of five possessions, 4-3 and outs, that's shocking to me.
Oh, yeah, and 7 points. I mean, but again, you know, even last year when they sucked on defense, they did that against Roethlisberger and the Steelers. It's just they let them get up too much in the first half to try and mount that comeback. And then they did mount the comeback, and Gostkowski misses the extra point that would have sent it to overtime, right? So, I mean, they're capable of this. That's why last year was so infuriating. It's not like, and this was early in the season before people started to get hurt and things started to erode away more precipitously, but like they're talented up front and they were doing a lot of things to help generate pressure. They were using Autry and Simmons on interior stunts. They were freeing up Ola Adeniyi to create that safety that wasn't a safety apparently on the field at the end of the game that should have ended the game. Like they were doing to outside of the three plays that are one a coverage bust and two guys just got beat down the field for the three plays for two touchdowns and 182 total yards, which you got to eliminate because the big plays are killing you right now. They're playing pretty well, and I don't think you could discern that from the box score when you look at total defense.
Quick show note. Slay is frozen on the feed. Is that true?
No, we leaving it like that. That's a good shot.
I haven't even seen it. I need to see this.
I'm looking at it right now because I just retweeted it. He looks like somebody has. I don't even know. It looks like a bomb has gone off in front of him, and he's just like getting the blowback of that being flung into the door.
It's a Buck truth bomb.
Yeah. Like he's literally losing his life in that shot. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sucking it out of him from 20 minutes of takes.
I love it. All right, let's talk about the Colts. Have things flipped there? Titans have won 2 out of 3. Prior to that, since 2008, it was 16-3 Colts. Have they begun to flip this thing?
You know, that's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, because there's still people talking about, well, remember what happened last time we honored a Titans Oilers great against the Colts at home and the field catches on fire and you know not there's not Andrew Luck is not going to be in attendance and has retired with an undefeated record against them, but Oliver Luck will be there and he's the father of Andrew Luck, so that means that we're all doomed because we're playing the Colts and there's a Luck in the building. Like, it's just, I don't know, they're the boogeyman, right? This is kind of the juju that the Colts and Titans have against each other. So I don't know if I could say that it's flipped, because like they beat you pretty soundly on Thursday Night Football, and the Titans went up there and did the same when Autry and Buckner were out on the COVID list and Derrick Henry was just able to run over the backups that they had in that game, and that does matter, by the way. Like, I don't want it, and it matters that Brett Kern wasn't in the game on Thursday night and that the Colts blocked a field goal off a dude that drives for FedEx. Like, all of that stuff matters, but I don't know that I could say it's flipped. I think it's definitely more even playing field, and it could flip because their quarterback stinks right now, and that's the one with the two sprained ankles, not even the one that they may see on Sunday. So I don't know. I don't know how – I can't get a good read on this game because everything tells me that they should win, which inevitably means that they're going to lose.
See, that's the blowback that we get from Titans.
Everybody, yes, that is Titan fan right now.
When you expect a win, you get it just the rug pulled out from under you.
Yeah, I mean, why shouldn't they think that way? Because that's been the case.
Bingo. And that's all I'm saying, man. Yeah. Like, that is it.
So is Carson Wentz just rolling around on one of those, like, grocery store scooters? Is that what's going on? I mean, two –
no, one's worse than the other.
Ankles? Oh, so he can boot up the other one?
Yeah.
And use
boot
the scooter?
One up, use the scooter.
Use the scooter.
What is going on?
Yeah. I thought it was real cute that he did his media availability without a boot on and then didn't practice afterwards. And I was dying laughing at the idea that he was up there. I don't know if you guys have seen the video that's going around of Joy Taylor from Fox Sports playing the press conference clip of Carson Wentz talking about, you know, just trusting the process, trusting the doctors, and then, you know, snickering in the background because these are the doctors that Carson Wentz chooses to trust, not the ones that are telling him to do something for the betterment of his team. That I found laugh out loud funny.
All right. So also the Titans, true or not true, have issues with backup quarterbacks, because like every Titans fan thinks Jacoby Brissett is 10-0 against them, although he only won one game. So maybe in our heads, those limited losses to backups kind of ease to the forefront. But is that a real thing? Is that a real concern?
Well, yeah, because it's not just Jacoby Brissett and the Colts, right? Like they, and I've cited this example before, so I hope I'm not in reruns, but like Josh Johnson was quarterbacking the Washington football team a couple of years ago, and they came into Nissan Stadium, and Adrian Peterson is the ageless wonder and still played at a high level in that game. But like Josh Johnson, who was just, they plucked him off the streets, gave the Titans a pretty good game in a game that should not have been that difficult for them to win. I know Titans fans remember the week and a half that Josh Freeman was on the Colts roster and found a way to beat the Titans when Josh Freeman had, I think at that point, been out of the league for a hot second, and they had to bring him in because they just ran through so many quarterbacks. It's a thing that they play down to the level of competition. Not necessarily, and this is, this speaks to Seattle too, right? They play up to the opponent in Seattle in an unthinkable situation in the unthinkable circumstance of them being down that way and coming back, they played up to the level of their opponent. And in games where, and this is, any NFL coach will tell you this, and any player will tell you this, it's hard to win in the NFL, and that's all well and good, but also there's teams that you're better than and that you should handle quite, if not easily, you should be able to handle them, even if it takes some effort on your part. And with the Titans, historically, not just under Mike Vrabel, but coaching staffs before them, they play down the level of competition, and oftentimes that involves a backup quarterback that's able to do things that a backup quarterback shouldn't be able to do against your team.
So do you think this is a trap game, or do you think the Jets game is a trap game?
I don't know if
which
you guys
one
saw
is more likely.
Oh, the Colts. Just especially because it's at home. I mean, that's just a disaster waiting to happen. Whereas the Jets, like, at least they're on the road, and Zach Wilson is talented. And even if they looked like hell on Sunday against the Patriots, and it really wasn't because Bill Belichick was doing anything crazy on defense, Zach Wilson just threw three inexplicable interceptions. And the one that the kid on TikTok broke down, where he's just scorching all of the Jets players and yelling at Corey Davis, who catches a stray at the end of the very end of that clip, where he just says, "Corey Davis doesn't have hops." And then you see the pass bounce off Corey Davis's hands and get picked off by a Patriot. So, the Jets, they should beat the Jets because they're better than the Jets. They should beat the Colts because they're better than the Colts. But if you're asking me what has the better potential for a trap game, it's always the Colts. Always. 10 out of 10.
He Hate V on Twitter. People don't forget Curtis Effing Painter and the winless Colts beating the Titans for their only win before drafting Andrew Effing Luck.
That's right. Because Curtis Painter, the only Indiana, well, he wasn't Indiana. He was Purdue. But he's the only Indiana college produced Colts quarterback to ever be that, just booed that viciously in Lucas Oil Stadium. Colts fans hated Curtis Painter, and they hated him even more because he won a game, because they tried to tank that year for Luck.
Well, some people hate us, some people hate you. It's all good.
More people hate me than hate you. You're all right.
We love you, Buck.
Buck Rising, his weekly visits presented by Buddy Allen Carpet One.
They most certainly are. You will not. You may hate me, but you won't hate Buddy Allen Carpet One, because they are a full-service flooring company. If you're thinking about redoing your bathroom, maybe changing over from carpet to hardwood like I am, you want to give my friends at Buddy Allen Carpet One a call, or visit them online at buddyallencarpetone.com.
That's Buck Rising. Check him out. Weekdays, 10 to 1. Also, all over A to Z Sports. Thanks, man.
See ya.
All right, there he is, Buck Rising.